Sunday morning, July 21st, 2002, in the year of our Lord. I thought it would be good for us this morning to consider the truth from a passage of Scripture that teaches us how our position affects our behavior. The passage is 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 17. If your Bible is handy, turn to that passage. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17. This passage of Scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 17, will reveal to us that the response to the gospel, response to the grace of God, is to be thankful. There's hardly anything more important in our life than to be a thankful person, to live with gratitude, to live with appreciation. In fact, it's a marvelous therapy that gives us mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and physical health. In fact, it's a way of life. And this text reveals a basis for being thankful. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 17. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deception of unrighteousness in those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, and that they might all be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions by which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Now, the first thing we are confronted with in this passage is the fact of our election. God has chosen you. Now, to cause us to really appreciate our being chosen and our election, it is good for us to consider this contrast that we just read about in verses 10 and 11 and 12. Let's review that. And with all deception of unrighteousness in those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, and that they might all be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God for you. Now, here are two classes of people. One group is condemned forever because they did not believe the truth. Another group is saved and forgiven forever because they believe the truth. That is the contrast. And we need to know and understand verse 11. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. God will send them this strong delusion, and the strong means a powerful energy. The powerful energy of delusion, which is confusion and wandering and exploring the lie. God sends that to them. In contrast, there is a chosen people to whom he gives faith, and they believe for salvation. That is simply the fact. Now, as we read this in Scripture, we can have several different responses to it. There are people who simply deny what this verse is saying. There are those who simply get angry and will not speak of it. And that there are those who believe that God is love, that God is too nice to do anything like this, and therefore they dismiss it. God is love, and God is good, but he is also just, and he is also the governing power over salvation and the destiny of human life. And so here is the fact. There is a contrast. Now, the basis of our election is simply the fact that we are chosen by God. And being chosen is not only an election, but a selection. That God has selected from among the human race certain whom he will save. This is done by God. It is not done by any human participation. It is by God and by God alone. Now notice the timing. It is the fact that from the beginning we were chosen. What does that mean? Well, we understand from other scriptures, it's before the creation of the world, that God in eternity past made this decision, made this election, made this determination to save. So there's the basis chosen by God, the timing from the beginning, and then we have the purpose. He says God has chosen from the beginning, chosen you for salvation. Now there are those who say that God would not make the decision for human destiny, but that is up to the individual. And that election is simply for areas of service or for certain human privileges. Well, this passage and others directly states that election or being chosen is for salvation, the eternal destiny. So we have the fact of election with the contrast, the basis, the timing, and the purpose. And a part of this is the term that we are brethren beloved by the Lord. That is our position. Now, the apostle goes on to speak about the means by which this election becomes a part of our life. And there is an order here, which we will proclaim. Everything here is a requirement. First of all, the election of God. The election of God is a requirement for our salvation. For without it, no one would be saved. There is none righteous, no, not one. We have all turned to our own way. There is none that seeks God. And so God, in his mercy and grace, chose some for salvation. That election is a requirement. The second thing the apostle mentions here as a requirement is the sanctification by the Spirit in verse 13. Because God has from the beginning chosen you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit. And this sanctification refers to the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, where He takes us who are dead in sin, our eyes are not open, our hearts are not open, we do not have faith, and the Holy Spirit enters our life, gives us life, raises us from the dead, opens our blind eyes to the truth, opens our heart to receive the truth, and gives us the gift of faith, and He sanctifies us by setting us apart. That's a requirement. Our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. But somehow that has to be applied to our life, and we cannot apply it. It must be applied to us by the Holy Spirit in His sanctification work of regeneration and giving us faith, which is a gift, and leads us to the third requirement. First, election by God. Second, sanctification by the Spirit. And thirdly, belief of the truth. This is a requirement. No one is saved apart from believing the truth. The Philippian jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" They said to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." That is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So for a person to be saved, requires belief in the truth. We must believe. Now we know and understand that that believing and that faith is the gift of God and is a response to by us. And it's belief in the gospel. A belief in the truth which He has called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the gospel of Christ which we believe. And we can say this morning, I believe, I willingly, lovingly, humbly believe. It is the gift of God to me. And it is real to me. And this morning I am thankful for that gift. So we have the fact of election and the means by which that election is fulfilled in our life through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit and belief of the truth. Now, the third thing we must consider in this passage is the matter of giving thanks, where the Apostle Paul states in verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord." This thanksgiving is the product of our position. Realizing our election and understanding our regeneration of the Spirit and the gift of faith, we become thankful people. And this thankfulness is expressed here by the Apostle. As he uses this word, bound, we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, means it's a debt that is owed. It is a requirement. It is necessary. It is the product of our position. We become thankful, and this is what we ought to do. We are bound to give thanks. We ought to give thanks. This is the primary response of the Christian. This is the way we live. This is the way of life, which gives us mental and emotional and spiritual and physical health. There is no greater therapy than being thankful. Paul says we are bound to give thanks for God's election, for sanctification of the Spirit, for belief of the truth, for realizing the contrast, that we could be the people of verse 11. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. But for the grace of God, we are in that group. But because of His grace and mercy to us in election, we are in verse 13. Brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you. This is the reason for thanksgiving, the ground of gratitude, which rises above the circumstances of life. No matter what human circumstances are a part of our life this morning, this truth rises above that, and we can live as thankful people regardless of circumstances. We may be in difficult trouble. We may be living in tribulation. But these truths of our position cause us to rise above that and live as thankful people, as a way of life. And this position rises above human participation. That is, this is something God has done for us, and that never changes. It is secure, and it is forever. And my heart goes out to those people who are ungrateful, who live in anger, who live in anguish, who live in worry and confusion, who are resentful people, and who are poisoned by that resentment. What a glorious and wonderful way of life to live with thanksgiving, to be a person of gratitude and appreciation for the grace and mercy of God. The people who know their position in Christ and realize that position by the application of the Holy Spirit are the people who live with thanksgiving. This morning, know this. Our position produces praise. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for a marvelous passage of Scripture which reveals your absolute sovereign governing authority over the affairs of men, which reveals your marvelous grace and mercy to your chosen people. Thank you so much. Cause us, by your power and grace, to be thankful people, thankful to you, thankful for our position, which gives us a way of life that will bring glory and honor to you and bring great health to our soul. Cause this passage to live in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.